This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. 60 minutes or so on the clock as we take you up till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You do nothing but leave it tuned right where it's at. 97.5.
I really thought that Whitney Houston song was going to be the bump back music you chose. That would seem more appropriate.
Nope.
I really thought when she was like, I want to dance with somebody. I was like, oh, yeah, we're coming back. Then it was a commercial, and I was like, oh, that's usually what Nick would play.
Not on my Spotify list.
People were texting in more crapping on your music today.
That was the Amos guy I know you're talking about.
No, not just the tweet. We had a text, too, thinking that you took the playlist from the gay bar in Dallas and put it on the air today.
That was the tweet.
Oh, is that what
that
it was?
That was the tweet. Okay. Yep, that was Amos.
Somebody said that I live in Beaumont, so I didn't get to weigh out for the Suspects Challenge, but I'm down 35 pounds so far. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Yep.
Like to hear that. Are y'all going to be having a stream-only show this tournament? I wish we were. I really enjoyed that
2 years ago.
I'd like to hear Palillo go off the rails.
There's no way Charlie's cursing. No. He's too professional.
It won't sound right, actually.
Joel said the C word 7 times.
False.
Although Richard Schaefer, totally the promoter for Ringstar,
yes.
who was the face of Golden Boy Promotions for 14 years, he dropped an S-bomb on the show.
He did.
Oh, did it get dumped?
Nope.
Nope.
Nice.
So apparently I'm not the only one that messes up like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He also was very upfront in the fact that since he left Golden Boy, he and Oscar haven't talked.
Yeah. He said it was a bad breakup, but they're not talking. I mean, they're not cool, but they're not hating on each other. So we had some good guests, man.
Yep.
Did you happen to see the tweet from Earl Spence?
Yeah.
To Oscar De La Hoya?
He quote tweeted.
Yeah,
him.
Sure did.
De La Hoya says, hey, why don't you come fight for us? I'll take care of you. And Spence quote tweeted it and said, you don't treat black fighters well, brother. What's really funny is that the original tweet from De La Hoya has since been deleted. Because I just tried to pull it up, gone.
Yeah.
So De La Hoya tried to reach out, hey, you should come and work with Golden Boy. I'll take care of you. And he was like, nah, you don't treat black fighters good. And then De La Hoya was like, oh, I'm going to delete this. This never happened.
And you
can't run from the truth.
That's the spilled milk syndrome. Yeah. Well, then I never asked you. Well, honestly, once you put it on Twitter, yeah, you did.
And you know what? I'll be honest. I have no idea if he does or doesn't. I just thought that was pretty spiteful. You won't see that a lot in the business. You mostly, because I don't know. I've never heard anything about De La Hoya not treating black fighters well. I've not heard that. Maybe you have or AJ or somebody.
I have not.
But when you have a black fighter come out and say that, it at least perks your ears up and you're like, ooh, what is this? And then the fact that he would just call out a promoter like De La Hoya and just like,
I think
no.
That's why you have the division in the, you know, it's unfortunate, but you have that. I love boxing and it's a great sport and it should always be in existence, but there's that racial division there between the Hispanic community and the black community. I feel like that's why Errol Spence Jr. in his backyard at the weigh-in is getting booed,
yeah,
and booed loudly.
But I think that also
he's
what
a Dallas
says,
native.
What it says, Nick and Barry, is the fact that we knew going into this fight, these are two of the top 5 pound-for-pound fighters in the world. And the fact that whoever came out of this fight was going to have a lot behind them besides just confidence, that the fight world was going to notice that. And a lot of people we interviewed leading up to the fight was saying, if Spence wins this fight, he has that it factor that people think could make him be the next big thing. He now, with these tweets, is telling you, I've not only got confidence, but I've got confidence outside of the ring to say, I can make statements like this, because if I send you on your way packing, Oscar, there's going to be other people lined up because they want to see me fight.
I mean, they're talking about, I saw a headline, I don't remember where it was from, but they said something about guys like Manny Pacquiao being afraid to fight Spence. Was it that one-sided? Was it that dominant? Was it that much of a performance where you would have a seasoned vet like Pacquiao be like, I don't want
a
part of that?
I threw a bone to Garcia and gave him a round, and a lot of people,
well, some people
scored
gave,
all 12 rounds.
Yeah, you gave him the second round, and a lot of people did.
Yeah, but a lot of people say that was the closest round. Yeah.
But other than that one round, it was pretty cut and dried.
Yeah. I heard it was not even close. He just it wasn't close.
And we had seen the odds dwindle. We had seen it get to be very close. A lot of people up through Friday night were thinking this one could be one for the ages to really go down as one hell of a fight. And then Errol Spence just basically proved who he was, what he does, and the fact that Garcia, as we mentioned, could have been a champion in five different weight classes, but it became very evident, and Nick and I talked about it, the fact on Friday, it might have been too much to try and expect him to jump two weight classes and get in and do something like that.
But props to him. He put his undefeated record on the, you know, on the line. And, you know, he fought somebody that's two weight classes heavier than him. I mean, he's a tough dude. He got punched in the face repeatedly. My favorite part, though, is him raising his hand after every round like he won. I'm like, boy, you just got your butt beat for 3 minutes and you keep raising your glove. It's all good.
I wouldn't mind seeing Spence and Crawford fight next.
That's what everybody wants to see. Everybody wants to see Spence and Crawford, and it looks like there's a possibility that Spence may fight Pacquiao.
Well, he said he doesn't want to fight Crawford right now. Right now. I think that's he's kind of trying to make some more money, build it up. It's always risky, though. You're going in, you know, something happens. It's fighting.
Post-fight,
everybody has a button. You can get knocked out.
Post-fight, Spence was requesting Pacquiao, but you can tell that he kind of maybe wants to have one that he can kind of get through again, and like you said, cash in before he goes to
Crawford.
One that might put
Keith
a blemish
Thurman's
on that record.
Another one that's been thrown out there, but I imagine if you're hearing Pacquiao right after the fight, that's probably the next one.
Yeah, I mean, Manny Pacquiao is all about collecting them checks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I mean, he's going to keep doing it until he can keep fighting. I know that's the mentality of Manny Pacquiao for sure.
And the other thing we talked about with so many people that we were talking about while we were in Dallas is the fact that it's one thing to be a hell of a boxer, but it's another thing when you want to create that legacy that both fighters were talking about and to get people to take notice, you got to be a showman.
Yeah.
You got to be a spokesperson.
You got to sell pay-per-views, man.
Yeah, you got
to put butts in seats.
The whole game is a pay-per-view.
They were monitoring. And to say that a fight that going in, a lot of people were like, didn't even know there was a fight, who's fighting and didn't recognize the names, but to come out of it saying they put 45,000 butts in seats in Jerry World and had, I want to believe that their numbers were true, they were giving us, but about 1 million pay-per-views?
You guys know as well as I do that most businesses like that. I mean, you look at even in comedy, in boxing, in radio, it's about viewership or butts in seats or listenership or everything. And it doesn't matter how good you are sometimes. It doesn't matter how good you think you are. Ask, on the other station. What matters is numbers. That's what people care about. Pay-per-views, butts in seats, ratings.
Pay-per-views
so
is big.
Even if you're Manny Pacquiao that's lost not just a step, a couple of steps, but you can still get 1 million pay-per-view buys, you're going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. I mean, Spence has got to be able to do it all.
Because we had Ray Boom Boom Mancini on. And he's such a good dude, too. But we were talking about back in the day when you had Hagler and Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard and himself and all these different fighters. One thing they knew was it wasn't just enough to do something in the ring. You had to be a showman and a salesman and all different hats on you. And if you did all those things, you would get rewarded.
I was watching some show while I was in the hotel room and Ray Boom Boom Mancini came on. Which, by the way, great nickname. Boom Boom.
Oh,
amazing.
Boy, here we go.
But he came on and it was a show about gambling, and Cousin Sal was on there from the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And at one point, Ray Mancini goes, hey, can someone ask Sal, did he eat his chin? Because it's gone. He's seen everything else, which is why he has the chin to begin with. I was like, damn. Boom Boom don't care. He's out here just shooting shots on TV.
That's what he said. That's what he said on our show when we interviewed him. He's like, I am not holding back. And I'm going to say what I want, but he's going to be super respectful and super nice to you.
But he was funny. He was personable. It was something like that we would do, messing with each other. It was all in good fun. I just thought it was hilarious because you don't get that a lot. You get guys like Teddy Atlas and Stephen A. Smith that try to be entertaining and look like buffoons.
Yeah.
But I thought Ray Boom Mancini was genuinely
Nick's
cool.
Right. He came
and
right
funny.
Out and he said, look. Whether they like it or not, I'm going to call it like I see it. I'm going to be honest.
Right.
And I said, that's refreshing because a lot of the broadcasters that work for networks and teams, they're afraid to do that. So
yeah, he's very likable. He's also a Raiders fan. He's a football fan.
Well, there goes that.
Well, he talked about the Browns, too, growing up in Ohio.
Oh,
so
he?
With all the moves they made, we brought that up.
Best nickname in
But that was him and Richard Schaefer, to his credit, were like, ask me whatever you want. And that's what I want to see from boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like the MMA world's kind of losing that. And that's what... I felt like helped him thrive at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
White Magic had a question for us. Do y'all get to expense your pay-per-view purchases since technically it's for work? Not through... No, you don't get to expense them to the company necessarily, but I do believe you'd be able to write it off on your taxes. I'm not a tax guy, but I'm pretty sure we would be able to deduct it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Glad that we could get that accounting out of the way. Right. All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. If you want to join us, like White Magic and others, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, if you got an itch, scratch it. That's the way we do things around here. So if you got an itch to see March Madness in person and participate as well, two options for you. Make sure you're at a Twin Peaks location on Thursday and Friday, and we'll be giving you more details as we will be out there as well as many of the other shows to celebrate March Madness and get into those first 2 days of the tournament with a bracket challenge. And speaking of bracket challenges, that's what we're doing for you again. ESPN 97.5 is going to be giving prizes to 97.5 winners in our bracket challenge, and the 0.5 winner is called the penultimate winner. Second to last, you will get a prize, even if you're second to last, out of the 98 total contestants, but that's why we round down 97.5. Prizes include a custom queen-size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, an Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, tons of restaurants, gift cards valued at $50 and more, so it's not just cheapy cards. You're getting $50 or more at a restaurant and more. So if you want to join, fill out a bracket and get involved, ESPN975.com. And then hang out with us, like we said, as we broadcast live at Twin Peaks later this week.
I know what I'm going to do for my bracket. I can already tell you. I'm going all favorites. Duke wins. That's it. That's just what I'm doing.
There's a bunch of brackets with Duke winning it all.
Yeah.
Like, well, they are the favorite.
Probably 50%.
I'm just going all favorites. I think I did that last year and still ended up pretty well, like top 30 or something. I don't watch. Look, I'm not going to fake it. I don't want to. There are people in this market, in this media market, that will lead you to believe that they watch basketball all year, and they college basketball, and they do not. And they come on the radio because they'll read somebody else's articles or they'll listen to somebody else's show and pretend like they know what they're talking about. I just have never believed in that. Like Fred and AJ were mentors to me when I was on Sundays, me and Liebeschock, and they would talk about that and not doing that. And Dave Tepper would, I'm just not going to do that. That's a sport I don't want. That'd be like me trying to come on and talk soccer. Like, I'm not going to do that.
But why are you going to call me out like that?
I'm not talking about you.
I don't watch basketball.
Yeah, I feel like that was directed at Joel,
too. Yeah, it's just a fallacy.
Literally was not. It was at other people at other stations that are actually not working
right
now.
Twitter-based?
No, not working right now.
I thought they were Twitter-based for other information.
And not the big guy, either.
No, I'm talking about...
That's not the guy I'm talking about that's not working anymore.
I'm talking about others that are get all their information off of Twitter, right or wrong.
That could be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, we're going to be 290 location for Twin Peaks Thursday, Kirby location Friday. Stop in and see us.
Are we doing Shenandoah? Did I not see that?
Yes.
Because...
For the Sweet 16.
Oh, my God. I'm so pumped about that.
Why? Because it's by you?
Because it's literally 10 minutes from my house.
I'll probably call and say for that one.
Yeah. Well, that hurt my feelings. I'll tell you that right now.
There you go.
You skipping it. You think I was going to... You just said you'd rather have Nick do the rest of the week. You think I'm going to...
I said we could take a vote.
You just said that.
I said we could take a vote.
Okay.
Jeez, tough crowd today.
Somebody texted the show and just put Josh Ennis. No, I didn't say any names.
What about him?
Rest in peace.
That guy's... He didn't die,
but his show... Oh,
we were
no
out of town. Did something happen?
Yeah, his show's no longer on the air.
Is that right?
Budget cuts is what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just him?
No, the whole show.
The whole show got wiped out.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
It's rough out here in these radio streets.
No heart radio.
Nice.
Wow.
Cold-hearted radio.
Yikes.
Somebody texted us that I'm down 105 pounds since August. That's fantastic.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Well, and we think about it.
I
because,
dig that. That's good.
I mean, here's the thing. We talked about last year when Mandy lost well over 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the only story we want, but that's the headliner because right. that's just so impressive and so hard to do. But then we love to hear from everybody else, whether it's 5, 15, whatever it is. Hey, we made a difference and you made a difference. You got on your way to hopefully a healthier lifestyle. That's all it comes down to.
I tweeted this just because it had popped into my head the other day, yesterday, last night. But you don't play video games like at home, right?
No, not at home.
Were you a big video game player, like at an arcade?
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we had a couple. One was called Funland,
mm-hmm.
and then Video Star, and they were in our neighborhood. And man, we would ride our BMX bikes as soon as we could, and at night we would be in there. And I saw putting the quarters on the game to have next
game.
That's
what I tweeted about because that was something that we looked forward to every day after school and every day in the summer. As I'd get up and I would walk to the Circle K at the front, or the U Totem, if you were from around here too. But I would go up to the convenience store at the front of the subdivision, and we would just play Street Fighter all day. And you'd put your quarter up, and you were next. And God, that was so much fun. And I was just kind of half joking, half tongue in cheek. But like these generations, you're never going to get that. There's no more real. I don't see video games at stores anymore.
Let me ask
you
this too. Let me ask you this.
Do you see any video games anymore? I see poker.
Oh, so at the mall. So like at Katy Mills, as part of the big kind of Fun Zone arcades and things like that, they have kind of the
like Dave and Buster's.
Well, right. Those kind of things. They have them. One's at Katy Mills. I forget where the other one I saw, where they not only have like Pop a Shot and the skee ball and things like that, but they do still have video games.
But dude, you couldn't go into a convenience store.
Oh, I
even
agree.
Even the raggedy ones, like, you know, they would try to rip off. They'd be like Square K instead of Circle K. They'd try to rip off the other ones. But even those had video games. You could go to the grocery store. And there were video games in the Kroger's and in the Randall's and in the whatever, Safeway. Like, there was video games everywhere. Dude, they're gone.
Yeah, and here's
they're
the
on phones
thing.
Now.
Let
I
me
get
ask
it.
You this.
But Nick, did you play? Sorry.
Play what?
Video games. Like,
of course.
Like, standalone, put a quarter in and play video
absolutely.
Games.
Absolutely. Okay. I saw that tweet about you getting next on.
Did you play?
I absolutely did that.
Because I knew Joel probably did.
Oh, yeah.
But time. I was thinking, maybe Nick, maybe that was like your generation was the first generation that didn't play, but you did.
I absolutely did that. I the whole dynamic of putting that quarter on to get next, I was totally a part of that era.
You'd put it on the screen, but then if it was jacked up, sometimes it would slip through, and you were like, lost that quarter.
Yeah. If you put it up top,
yeah. You put it up
fight's
top.
Going down.
And everybody knew what their quarter was.
Every time.
Knew I'm the third quarter, I'm the first quarter, I'm the fifth quarter.
Now, what about tokens? Because some places made you buy the tokens for them and use the tokens instead.
It went from quarters to tokens to digital, basically, is what it did.
Really?
Yeah, because now it's all charge cards.
Tokens.
I never did tokens because every convenience store I went to was just straight quarters, straight cash.
Now, let me ask you this. When you had a newer place, did you have the thing where if you could rub your feet on the floor and get friction and then touch the game at some point with the quarter, you could get free plays?
What?
So one
what
of the
kind
things,
of wizardry are you talking
about?
Oh, dude,
let me tell you something. See, you guys bust on me for all this technology crap, but let me tell you something. Especially when they had the tokens. If you wore, like, the shoes you wear, Nick, the flat-soled boat-style shoe soles, right? If you wore those to a newer arcade where they had new carpeting and you would like get some friction going back and forth, rub your foot on the and then touch the coin slot or around the coin slot with the token and or the quarter, it would shock it and all of a sudden the credits would go up by 3, 4, 5. Sometimes if you're lucky, it would
I have never heard this in my whole life.
We were cashing in left and right until they figured it out. They couldn't figure out why the machine wasn't full, but yet we had been getting play after play after play. That was our thing for a while.
I have never heard of that in my whole life. That's a thing, huh?
I've never heard that either.
Wow.
But I do know they don't like... I feel like kids these days are missing out on that fun.
Oh,
I feel
boy, like, now you sound like an old man.
You really did sound like Clint Eastwood would get off my
days.
Lawn guy.
I really do.
You just had to say kids these days. I did all of this without saying kids these days, and you're the one that said it.
Well, because I was playing games at this place called The Main Event not too long ago.
Yep.
Heard of it. Yep.
And they don't do the tokens or the coins anymore, and I think that part is fun.
It's just what? You just get
you
like
gotta
a...
You
got to
get a card.
Oh, see?
You charge it up. Just like Dave and Buster's.
There's something about dropping the coin in that was kind of
see, now
like,
you sound like an old man.
But you can't... What, are you going to put your card up there for next? No one's doing that.
No, you have to stand in line, which is the worst part. And these kids are cutting in line. They don't care.
I'll punch a kid. Cutting me.
See, you just went from punching an old man...
I wouldn't punch a kid.
Punching a kid.
You would punch a kid.
No, I definitely would
I think
not.
You kind of would.
Oh, we need to talk about this video that's on the TV screen right now.
I saw that. I saw that in Dallas,
Taylor Hearn getting knocked the F out.
Really?
That looked like that food truck.
Panthers offensive lineman. You know Cam's watching that going...
I heard that.
Yeah, it did. You know Cam's watching that going...
This guy's got my blind side.
We need to address this in the draft because he got knocked out by a dude half
smaller
his size.
Him. Yeah.
Which, again, I've always said it doesn't matter in street fights about size necessarily, especially if you know how to fight. And that proves my point more than anything that when I always say everybody's got a button, all you got to do is touch it. And that dude touched his button and Taylor Hearn went night-night. And I'm not talking about dazed. His knee buckle. I'd be surprised if he doesn't have an issue in camp because he buckled.
You remember when Mirko Krokop got knocked out and his leg all...
Like that's exactly
twisted.
What it looked like.
It kind of looked like that.
So everybody's got a button. All you got to do is touch it?
That's right. Okay. It's a fight thing. Not a sex thing, Joel.
I thought it was your audience in the shake hands koozie line after a show.
I'll tell you this. This is just... if you know like fighting, just aim for the jawline.
Yeah.
That's not yet. Just punch people. If you're going to punch somebody, don't punch them in the nose. Don't punch them in the mouth.
Or the eye.
Now, if you can get behind the ear, that'll wobble them too. But the jawline, that's the button, man. That's how you make people go night-night. Especially in fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd be the toughest, strongest looking dude in the world.
But he got knocked out. And he's trying to bully people. Because if you're an NFL offensive lineman, you're thinking, you can't hurt me. I'm an NFL offensive lineman. You can't...
Think you're going to be feared.
Which one of y'all hit me? Like Chris Tucker and what's it called? I forget the movie he was in.
Rush Hour.
Yeah, Rush Hour. Which one of y'all hit me? That looked like Taylor Hearn just then.
And then the other one that I retweeted this, but did you just see there's an Alabama TV station after Auburn won the SEC tournament that put up a graphic that said Auburn wins sex tournament.
Well...
SEC became SEX, and now you got all kinds of problems. And someone in graphics probably doesn't have a job today.
Really? Because they are side by side on the keyboard.
It's a good point. But still, Eric Sandler told me the same thing.
It'd be different if they were further apart. If you could be like, oh.
You know what my rebuttal to that is, Barry?
What?
Every TV station has someone proofing.
So who are you firing? The one that made the typo or the one that's supposed to be proofreading it?
Whoever is responsible for proofing it before it goes on air. They got some splaining to do, and I'm not sure that they're going to still be employed.
And you say every TV station. I know, but we don't have nobody proofing our stuff.
What would be really bad if it was a schedule?
Because we're independent.
Try pre-ultimate.
Yeah.
A schedule tweet. If it was a bad schedule tweet.
Well, this was on air.
This is live on air, on TV, on the graphics.
They're talking about the tournament and over the anchor. There's a side-by-side, the anchor and the reporter.
But like if you scheduled the tweet and it was misspelled, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like you didn't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's even worse.
That is even worse.
Or
yeah,
maybe it's worse because it's a graphic on TV.
Yeah, more people are going to see that, I think, than a tweet.
Because remember during the Super Bowl, we had the one station in which they showed Brady getting off the plane, getting ready to go to the Super Bowl when they had landed, and it said Tom Brady, and underneath it said Notorious Cheater. That person was fired.
Yeah, well, but that's not a typo.
But again, it's either the person proofing it before it goes on the air.
Right.
And or in conjunction with whoever was dumb enough to think that that was just going to be something that people thought was funny.
I ain't going to lie, though. I would probably do something like that.
I'm not going to lie. I believe you. I completely see that
I'd be
happening.
Like, well, this is fun. I mean, we changed the, I say we, I'm throwing you under the bus, but the gym of the day when we did the woo of the day. I would joke around like that, not thinking that I would get fired, but I'd probably get fired for something like that. I think it depends on who you work for, too.
Right, reprimanded.
I think here, like at Gal Media, we're so lucky that Gal and the staff here put up with a lot of shenanigans from all of us.
Because they want it. Because in a lot of ways, that's what makes us Gal Media.
We're fun.
Yeah.
We're not stuffy old folks radio like everybody else. Speaking of fun, getting money is fun, isn't it? Yeah, that's why you need to download Get Upside right now. Download Get Upside. It's a free app that's in your app store. You download it to your phone. And then when you do that... Put in promo code Barry. Let's just start there. Let's just get that out of the way. Promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. Here's why. Get Upside gets you cash back for stuff like gas and food.
And specifically speaking of the gas, there's like 500 gas stations around the city of Houston that you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back in your pocket. Now, when you use promo code Barry, the first time you use GetUpside, you're going to get even more savings. You're going to get a bonus savings on top of that up to 25 cents a gallon you're already getting through the app itself. My wife ended up getting 30 cents a gallon cash back the first time she used GetUpside because I made her put in my promo code Barry and she saved more. Why would you not do that? Why are you leaving money at the gas pump? That doesn't make sense. If somebody just walked up, if you found $5, you're not going to leave it there. GetUpside has found money for you. You're already paying for gas. Why not use an app and get some of that cash back? I've told you guys, listeners showed me $80 cash back from GetUpside already. It just depends, you know, how often do you fill up? How often do you eat? And how often do you want to use it? And how often do you want to get money back? And these gas stations, they want your business. They want you to come in there. That's why they offer these deals. But you can only get these deals through the GetUpside app itself. Again, I told you it's completely free to download. And then you just find a gas station in your area. I know that when last time I looked at the app coming into town today, there was the Shell station around the corner at 12 cents a gallon cash back. And it's always changing. So you can update it, you can refresh it, and you can find good deals through the GetUpside app. Make sure you download it. It is completely free. It takes just mere seconds to install and set up. In fact, before you leave for work today, go ahead and download it, put in promo code Barry, and then get an extra savings at the end when you do your first fill up through the GetUpside app. So download it, GetUpside, promo code Barry, and thank me later. And do not go anywhere. We will be back in 60 seconds right here on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Monday as we take you through your business day and otherwise. Appreciate you being a usual suspect. Weird stuff in baseball, Barry. I guess I call it a home and home.
Okay.
But the Mariners are playing the A's Wednesday in Japan to kick off the season. Both games count.
Yep.
And then they get to come back. And I mean, they're still making roster moves and all these other things. But now you see why the Mariners signed Ichiro back. Because he's going to be in the starting lineup on Wednesday for the Mariners. And you know that is going to be a draw. And they are going to sell out.
Smart
and
move.
TV rights are going to be crazy. It's going to be interesting.
Smart move. And they're not going to do much this year anyways. Mm. So it doesn't hurt them.
After that fire sale, they got rid of everybody?
No. Yeah, they're smart. And Seager's out for, till June?
Yeah,
they're big sluggers.
But do the Astros a favor and take care of the A's at least one of those two games. It'd be great with the home field and everything. Would,
absolutely.
That would be fantastic.
I'm not worried about the A's this year either, I'll be honest with you. Not a team that
really?
I'm not worried about the A's.
Wow.
Nope.
I'm going to keep an eye on the A's.
Are you?
I honestly think, I know the Angels are trying to improve anything like that, but I honestly think that the A's will be the number one contender in the division, if not named the Houston Astros.
So you think they're making a wild card?
It's possible.
Okay.
I'm not saying that they will, but I don't think they're taking a step back this time.
Okay. I think I'm gonna do another MLB preview for the year for Sports Map. I did it last year. It was fun. I enjoyed actually sitting down and writing it. I've just got to find the time to do it, but I want to get that done before the season starts, which I'm not counting these two games in Japan as the official start
right.
of the season, even though it is.
I'm with you.
But I'm going to try to get it done at least before Astros opening day. So I'm not going to fully comment yet, but last year what I did is I broke down like who were the additions, who left, you know, what teams, where teams I think will finish and all that. So I might do another one of those again, but I don't think I'm going to have the A's as a wild card.
Okay.
Because I think one wild card obviously is coming out of the AL East. That's just obvious.
Well, plus
Yankees,
there's
Red Sox.
A lot of teams that got better.
Yes.
So that's something you got to consider as well.
The Rays
Oh, no question. Charlie Morton.
The Rays put it on people last year. Mm-hmm. And that's a good baseball team. And I'm not suggesting that they, you know, overtake anybody in that division that named the Red Sox.
They play in a rickety-ass building, but they're a good team.
Yeah. So we'll it's going to be interesting. I think Red Sox-Yankees is one of the wild card teams.
For sure.
I'm looking in the Central. I don't know that there's anybody competing in the Central. You think the Twins think do anything?
The Indians are somewhat relevant.
I think the Indians, yeah. Twins might. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Twins are much improved.
Yeah. I'm gonna sit down. I think it's gonna be harder to call the NL because
Colorado.
Dude. Just the West itself. You see what the Padres have done. They added Machado. So now they're trying to be contenders in that division. But Dodgers, Rockies, Diamondbacks had the fire sale with Goldschmidt.
Right.
They're out on trying, I think. But you got the Cubs and Brewers, and the Cardinals are better.
Yep.
Don't sleep on them. They could win the whole Central.
That pitching staff.
Mets are improved. The Braves.
And they got Cano.
The Phillies. The NL is going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
Go look at the Mets bullpen and just take a look at the fact that you've got Familia, who was your closer, who's not your closer anymore. He's your eighth inning guy because they went and got the closer from Seattle who was unbelievable. So their bullpen is rock solid in the late innings.
Yeah.
So the Mets are going to be better.
Mets are going to be better. The Braves are still good. The Phillies are much improved. They added Harper.
Cubs and Brewers.
Brewers, Cubs, Cards. Dodgers, Rockies, and I don't know that the Padres are there yet, even adding Machado.
They're pitching.
They don't strike me as the kind of, like Philly, was legitimate last year.
They got JT Realmuto, which people forget about because of the fact that they got Bryce Harper, but they made additions. They got McCutcheon. So, yeah, the Phillies loaded up.
And this was a team last year that was in it for a while.
I mean,
they weren't.
Jake Arrieta, they still have, their pitching staff is good. So unlike the Padres, they also still have good experience starting pitching.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. Phillies are very much an up-and-coming
team. Gabe Kapler has another year under his belt as a manager.
So after he knows when to signal for a bullpen.
Snafus at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch NL baseball. I think American League baseball is a little more cut and dry for me.
Okay.
I think the division.
And I can see that. But because of the fact that, like you said, one of them's a no-brainer. Whoever doesn't win the division between the Yankees and the Red Sox, the other one's going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think at this point, I would probably go Yankees as that division winner. I really believe that.
I said that too.
They should have been better than they were last year.
Well, and you add pitching, which was their biggest weakness. So when you've added pitching to a team that already has a murderer's row type lineup, you know that they've gotten better. So we know that going forward. Also going forward, the schedule the rest of the week. We're here today, tomorrow, Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday with March Madness. It's always the most enjoyable time of the year as a sports fan, simply because not only we get lots to talk about, but we get to talk about it with you. We're going to be on the road. That means that on Thursday, you can join us for lunch at the Twin Peaks on 290, as we're going to be there 11 to 7. Then Friday, we turn right back around. We go to the Kirby location 11 to 7. So stop in, get out of work. You know you're going to watch the games anyway. Grab some great food, some scenic views, some 29-degree beer, and just hang out with us. Mm-hmm. 11 to 7 from Charlie all the way through the Blitz both days. We're going to be at the 290 location on Thursday and then the Kirby location on Friday. Lots of fantastic menu additions for the tournament.
Yeah.
Specials.
New food menus. I was there, like I said, Wednesday night. And I was asking him, like, what I should eat. I got to tell you, I'm pretty picky about my wings. I got their boneless wings.
Good.
Oh, I'm very partial to
and
those.
And if you want to eat healthy and you're coming off the challenge, that grilled chicken breast with the vegetables and everything was great.
Now, the last time we were on remote together, I got the blackened shrimp.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
I highly recommend that as well. So, yeah, they've got a ton of new food menu items that are really good, plus the cold beer.
29-degree beer, no matter what the temperature is, outside, inside, that's something that you can always be rest assured is good.
You think I'll get in trouble if I have a beer on air this week at Twin Peaks?
No, okay. Because I think that it would be mild compared to what other shows have done.
That's true. It's going to happen.
And also, it says voted best place to bust your bracket.
I can see that.
I'm not getting into that, but if you are, then
bust your bracket?
Why not?
What? Who said that?
Why not bust your bracket with a scenic view?
Hey, there you go.
It's up to me and you. All right, we got one segment to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap things up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz next. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Bible's got Psalms, and just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Because I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, because I do.
Calling to the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, I don't know if you know this, but it's March Madness, and there is no better place to catch a game than at Twin Peaks. It is March minus the madness because it's pretty cool what they got going on in there. Not just the beers at 29 degrees, but the brand new menu that's at Twin Peaks. You should check that out. We're going to be there this week. I'm excited about that. And by the way, they were voted best place to bust your bracket. What? Who? Mm-hmm. Okay. 321, the 290 Twin Peaks. That's March 21st. That's this Thursday. We will be there all day long, pretty much, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Friday, we're going to be at the Kirby location, which is, I don't know, that's the one right there by the Academy, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
That's correct. Yep. I enjoy that one. That's a nice one to go to. That's going to be on Friday, March 22nd. We'll be there from, again, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'll actually be there for our show, and I'm doing the Blitz on Friday with Fred because AJ's out.
That's right. So, I saw that.
Lance is doing the Blitz on Thursday. I'll be doing it Friday. So come by and hang out and get some cold 29-degree beers, get some scenic views, watch some basketball and eat some delicious food. And I'm telling you, I highly recommend the blackened shrimp. I can't stress that enough. It's healthy and legitimately good. So do it. Do it, do it, do it.
Multiple TVs, multiple games going on, and that even includes the NCAA tournament as well.
Yes, and we'll be there next week, too, for Sweet 16.
Yeah, we're going to be at different locations all the way through, so
that's right.
That should be a lot of fun.
I see Kirkwood and Shenandoah. Sorry, Beaumont. I don't see Beaumont there yet, but we'll get there eventually.
Let's give a shout-out.
Let's do it.
Can I have a prayer from the best damn radio show ever known due to some health complications? Love y'all day one. Cowboy Trav. Cowboy Trav, we shout out to you. Hope everything goes well. Prayers up for you there. So we want to get that out of the way.
Cowboy Trav, take care of yourself, man. Please.
And for all of you clamoring because you guys, again, are suspects and you know the deal. Again, more people saying, I want the R-rated show. Are you guys going to do stream only? No, that was fun and games and shenanigans of the past. I don't think we're going that route.
I kind of hope that.
Oh, I know you do.
Yeah, because I want to hear you say the C word again. This will be a lot of fun. I really am.
No matter how many times I would say the C word, which is competition in the NCAA, I know the fact that the F-bombs that you were throwing were.
I'll say this. You got a lot of real Barry on that show. Just the way I talk off air.
And that wasn't even close to the real other shows you got. Let me put it that way. Because they were, you said, can I have a drink on air? That was one where everything was on limits. There was nothing off limits.
Fred was litty. Ooh, he was litty. He had a good time.
And you say truth serum? Oh, the truth. It was setting him free.
Yes. We won't bring that up.
No, let's not do that. No, we'll
somebody texted the show and said, hey, Barry, I fuel up every other day using my company vehicle and their card as well. And if I use the Get Upside app, do you think I can get credit out of it? Yes, because you just have to upload your receipt and that's it. So if you pay with a debit or credit card and upload the receipt, it goes into the account that you create through the app. I would say definitely give it a try. Definitely. Remember promo code Barry, but yes. Try that for sure. I wish I was in that position. That's a good deal right there. Texans are signing Darren Fells. I don't know if that's true. Have we confirmed that?
Have not seen anything on that other than on the text line. That's why I stayed away from it.
Okay.
Someone said, I'm down 110 pounds. I left my wife.
Oh, my God. That is the lamest comedian joke ever. When comedians first start and they're really hacky, that's one of the first things they do.
Do y'all take into account gastric bypass for weight loss challenge? That would be no.
That would be cheating, but I guess we couldn't not if you did it like right like day one if you weighed in and then went to get the bypass.
Yeah.
And weighed in. I mean, how would we know?
Don't let us see the stitches.
That's true, though, right?
Yes. For a lot of us, just please don't let us see the stitches.
That too. Yeah. I imagine.
We'll gladly give you the prize, but we don't
like
want
a
to
mess
see
down yeah. there anyways. Mm,
boy. Mm. Someone said Joe Thomas, the ex-Brown, would win the weight loss challenge. Did you see him?
Ripped.
Like, he lost
Nick,
half a man.
He was ripped.
Oh, and
I didn't say that.
He would have been so wet.
Did you see my tweet last night that I tagged you on? Yes. He didn't see it. He missed
How
it.
How did you miss that? You when you tweeted that Harden looks ready.
I mean, I've gotten
ready.
Those. I mean, obviously you're implying that I am gay in that tweet.
No, I don't. No, no, I'm not.
We're just saying that you notice that people are ripped.
And I've gotten a couple of tweets already, so I'm not going to respond to every single one of them.
Oh. No, but what did you say? You didn't say. You said. I don't think he said he was ready. He said he looked.
He looked
good, right? Didn't you say Harden
no,
looks
he said
good
ready.
Pregame?
He looked great. I said ready.
Yeah.
And I said, but was he cut or ripped? Hashtag. And I tagged Barry.
I'm sorry I didn't respond or like or laugh at your joke that was implying that I was gay. I'm sorry.
On the Nick meter, we were just wondering if he was a big Nick like the Greek freak
out.
Or
you should have seen how excited he was when he walked in the control room. He's like,
not excited.
You didn't
I was
like that tweet where
didn't
I was
respond.
Calling you gay, Nick? You didn't like that?
You didn't like the one
I
where
thought
I was...
it was funny. You didn't like that? You should have seen how excited he was.
My fun, you two.
Look, he was so proud. And now you have ruined it for him. Oh, I'm sorry that happened. And this now it's awkward. Did y'all do this while I was gone? Huh? Did you have awkward moments like this?
No,
while I was gone,
we just rolled like a barrel downhill.
Okay, you didn't have to act like it was that good.
I felt like it was really smooth. The only thing that was awkward, honestly, and I hate to say it, I think like he's a nice guy. He was cool enough to come out, but Leonard Ellerbe.
Oh man, that was
hard. He was just a little distracted from all the interviews he was doing and.
Okay.
To his credit, he told Tracy and the folks promoting the fight, look, I really apologize. I was running on fumes. I was exhausted.
I took a nap.
I think that's also kind of the reason why he went out with everybody that night. So props to him for kind of bouncing back and admitting it. Before we get out of here, Barry, Chris wants to get in here.
Yeah.
Chris, what's up?
Chris, go. You're up. Okay. Well,
Chris, go.
Turn your radio down.
Chris, go.
Hang up. That was a disaster. We appreciate the effort,
you listen
Chris.
Listen through your phone, not your radio app or your radio.
17
you could hear
seconds.
The hum of the tires on the freeway. That's
17
never
seconds
thing.
We're never going to get back. Yeah, just so you know.
Well, there goes Nick and Pornhub.
What? Why am I? What is going on here?
It was right there. 17 seconds, you're never going to get back. Come on.
According to Mike Garofalo.
Yes.
Texans are signing former Browns tight end, Darren Fells. He gets a one-year deal. Red zone target and good blocker for Houston is what the tweet says.
So now suddenly that's help to the offensive line?
Why? What has happened in this crazy mixed up world where the Texans are chasing former Browns? Here's the thing. The Browns haven't been good.
No.
And now they're signing a bunch of Browns, not from the current team where everyone is picking them to win the division, but from the past teams where they weren't that good. I'm a bit confused. Now, I'm not suggesting that Darren Fells isn't good. I think he's going to be fine. He's not he's not a top-tier tight end, but he's a starting tight end in the NFL. I mean, he certainly is going to be serviceable, especially given the situation that they're in. And
yeah.
I think that's good, and this is a team that relies on the tight end with as crappy as their offensive line is.
Yep.
If he's a good blocking tight end, I'm all for that because they rely on two tight ends and a running back to sometimes protect Deshaun Watson. So if he's a good blocker, then this
but
is great.
To your point, let's give him the helpful reminder: the Browns are now being run by football people, like true football people.
Yeah,
the Browns that are being weeded out are Browns that were probably brought in by a baseball guy that was brought in to be a football guy without football people experience.
Yeah.
Just check his fax machine. That's all you got to do. By the way, that's why their backup quarterback could be, again, A.J. McCarron, because the fax didn't go through for the Browns.
So they're not happy with the tight ends that they drafted.
They drafted. And they had two good ones.
So they're paying a tight end, and oh, my. I just don't understand
this
draft offseason.
Better be all world.
I don't understand what this offseason is about.
It's about trading to Jadeveon Clowney to the Colts, getting two first-round picks, and restocking the cover.
All right. Here, I'm going to need you to punch yourself in the face for this.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Hammered him.
You did. Did you see? He just punched himself in the face.
I did. He asked. I did it.
We got to rewind this on the stream. He literally punched him. I would have probably been knocked out with that. He hit himself. Are you okay?
I didn't get to the jaw.
You didn't get the jawline?
I stayed away from the jaw. And I strategically stayed away from the part of the temple that got elbowed in, because then I probably would be out cold. Text message coming in before we get out of here. Thank you, 832. It's not Thanksgiving, but I'm thankful for Mr. Gow and Mr. Crane. Sports radio I can finally be proud of, and getting rid of Drayton McClain.
What?
They're happy that they have Jim Crane in charge of their baseball team. And they're happy that, thanks to Mr. Gow, they have sports radio they can finally be proud of.
Oh.
Very nicely done.
I like that.
We appreciate
that. I don't understand this text. Bro, you all talking about old man radio. You are the only ones in the city of Houston, unless you are searching it on the lines. What the hell does that even mean?
Well, that's spoken by old man texter, who had someone else try and interpret what they said and put it into a text.
I don't know what that meant. Were they implying that we're old man radio? I don't know that you've been paying attention, sir, if that's the case.
And those that do seem to pay attention on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. All right, with that, one in the books, four more for the week, but we're going to continue to go strong. That means by the end of the week, when we start covering March Madness, so can you. You can join us at Twin Peaks. We're going to be out at 290, then we're going to be out at Kirby, 11 to 7 both days, so you can stop in and see us. And one of the shows that's going to be there is coming up for you here. It's going to be The Blitz. They're coming up next. Fred, AJ, Aaron, so for Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have yourself a great evening, everybody, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.